T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Damon Bruce show might be pushing it just a little bit today. It's like the Damon Bruce hour.
Yeah.
The D. Bruce quickie. We're going to be on until like about 4:15. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're going to be on to about 4:15 today, and then A's baseball will take you into your weekend. It's going to be a big, beautiful, busy weekend here in the Bay Area. Got the Mets in town. By the way, if the Giants get swept by the Mets, can we then just cancel the rest of baseball season, at least from a National League standpoint around here? The way that they coughed it up yesterday was something else. We're going to have Alex Pavlovich, our one and only guest, at 3:30 this afternoon. I didn't even tweet it out. That's how alert I am this afternoon. It is good to be here. It was great to be at the Warriors practice facility yesterday. And, you know, it's funny. We call it the Warriors practice facility. It's their headquarters. It's more than just their practice facility. The very first thing we couldn't help but notice as soon as we walked in, not on vacation, not in Aruba, not still in Vegas, not laying by the pool, not counting the ring, not looking at the diamonds, nothing. Kevin Durant was in there working out, like breaking a sweat, getting his shot up. This guy was at a parade yesterday. Like, that's odd. Look, you can hate the Warriors all you want if you do hate the Warriors. If you don't respect that, like, we can't talk about sports. This guy won a title and is back to work grinding hard. And he, I don't know, pretty much doesn't even need to. He's so good.
Dedicated, though. That's what it takes to be a champion.
Really.
That's what it takes.
Big, big, big news. Derek Carr, he officially gets paid and officially shows how good he is at this whole quarterback thing. I do not want to make, certainly in a place where there is zero nuance on Twitter, a comparison between Derek Carr and Colin Kaepernick. But look, Derek Carr is so much better at being a quarterback on the field and off the field and in the press conference and around his teammates. You know how many times Derek Carr has poached another man's girlfriend and started sleeping with her and bragging about it right in his own locker room? I don't think that that's happened at all, and it won't happen anytime soon. Derek Carr today had one of the most pitch-perfect press conferences I've ever seen for a guy who's just picked up $25 million a year. Normally, that press conference is almost a little awkward. You're just talking about money and the future, and this guy talked about his teammates. I mean, I tweeted that he absolutely nailed his press conference, and someone was like, geez, slurp very much, Damon? No. The only thing I slurp is a little coffee. There is no slurping on the Damon Bruce show. There never has been. There never will be. Remember, this is the one program that doesn't care whether you like it or not. We're just going to be honest.
It was nice. It was refreshing. In such a me society, Derek Carr steps to the podium and it's about everybody else. He comes across as very humble, very selfless, just a good, classy guy.
He talks about the fans, the city of Oakland, the Raiders, his personal responsibilities in such nice ways that you can't help but love him. And we'll have some Derek Carr for you here in just a little second. By the way, Jordan Bell, welcome to the Golden State Warriors. And that's not the only new duck on the pond. How about this? Since both these Bay Area baseball teams have so much trouble putting a duck on the pond, leave it to the Warriors, they decide to go get two ducks for the pond. Not only did they draft Jordan Bell when they bought into the second round, and we'll talk about him in just a little bit, but Chris Boucher, also an Oregon Duck, is now also a Golden State Warrior asterisk. When we went over there and talked with Bob Myers yesterday, he mentioned that there is a new clause in the new CBA that allows a player to have what is called a two-way contract. John Dickinson asked Bob a very detailed question, and Bob even realized during the answer that it might be a teeny tiny bit over the everyone's head. But it really wasn't, because he was explaining exactly the method they used to go ahead and bring about Chris Boucher, who's going to spend time between the G League and the Warriors, and is a guy who has all kinds of basketball skill, but suffered a torn ACL late in the year. He's still recovering. This is the perfect guy to take a flyer on. Absolutely it is. Jordan Bell, meanwhile, if you were on Twitter last night, you saw the reaction from his living room. I think he's from Long Beach. The reaction in his living room, where he had tons of family around him. He had one friend just start throwing up dollar bills as soon as he gets drafted. Like, it was hysterical. It was charming. It was great. And he talked about today, you know, how he found out about all of it.
So I was in a garage with my high school coach, my college coach, and Mike called me, let me know exactly what was going on. He told me I was going to the Warriors. I didn't even know who had the 38th pick at the time. He just told me 38, like, my name's going to be called.
Boom. So everyone's talking about Jordan Bell being Draymond Green 2.0. Like, slow your roll a little bit. Draymond Green is at the beginning of what could be a Hall of Fame career, you know, so let's not exactly put Jordan Bell in that bucket. But from a tweener standpoint, from an undersized center standpoint, or a not sure if he's big enough to be your power forward standpoint, here's what he is. Jordan Bell, when he was at Oregon, was an all Pac-12 defensive team member for his 3 years at Oregon. It's not like he didn't start out playing much defense and then grew into it. He was defense first, second, and third his first 3 years at Oregon. And last year, he was the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. It's amazing that a healthy guy like that with a credible wingspan is overlooked by every NBA team into the second round. And by the way, it's really nice that the Chicago Bulls have made a trade of Jimmy Butler, only to find out that now, you know, they're rebuilding. They're rebuilding by trading Jimmy Butler, but they're also selling off second round picks to the best team in the NBA. Like, Gar Hurd had a bad night on Twitter and in reality. The only team that I can tell you definitively got worse yesterday was the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. We had Dave Benz on, and we probably talked a little bit too much about Minnesota as it was happening, but when it was all said and done, what we really were, Gianna, was on the biggest story of the day, talking about how much better Minnesota got and how the Chicago Bulls basically stuck their thumb up their rear ends and did nothing. Maybe that's a little harsh, but again, we're not here to make friends. Jordan Bell, Draymond Green 2.0, relax, everybody. Draymond Green light? Hey, you hope so. You hope so. He talked about Draymond at the presser.
Plays with that chip on his shoulder, and I just love his aggressiveness on offense and defense. Defensively, just anchoring the defense, guarding every position, 1-5, switching, talking, being that the heart and soul of the defensive end for the Warriors. And then offensively, understanding the kind of players he has around him, getting them more shots, rebounding, kicking it back out to Kevin, setting really good screens for Steph, getting them open, Clay, everything like that. So just he's just a real team player, and that's exactly the kind of person I try to be.
More from Bell talking about learning from his teammates.
I can learn a lot from him, obviously, especially at this age right now, like the way he's playing. I think if I just keep watching him, pick his brain, I got my locker next to him, so that's good for me. I have to practice every day. I can try to get something out of him.
That person he's talking about, obviously, is Draymond. Bob Myers talked about Draymond getting in touch with the new draft pick.
Draymond will be fun challenge for you. Draymond texted me after I was driving home, and he said, "What the?" And then expletive is your problem to me, so you can fill in the blank. And then he said, "I have to hear about this expletive on the internet. You didn't expletive tell me about it." So I couldn't text and drive. So I called him and I said, "Okay, all right, calm down." And he said, "I need his number. I need to talk to him." And so I gave it to Draymond. And I don't know what he said to you. You can tell everybody else. But he's like our team mom in a way, you know. He's the one that you have to kind of get through him. And you're going to love playing because, you know, to be honest, with Draymond, it's about respect. And I'm sure without even just by watching you, that's what you earn with him. But that's the type of team we have. But we feel like that's who you are, too.
I've always said Draymond Green's greatest asset is the ownership over the team that officially has bigger superstars than him and that chip on his shoulder. I love a guy with a chip on his shoulder who comes to work to prove himself each and every day, not just in the world of sports, but in all professional settings and venues. By the way, you know who's got a huge chip on his shoulder this afternoon? Derek Papa. Chip on his shoulder.
Really?
Ready to go. Frosty at all times.
Fired up.
He is in for Albie this afternoon. He's taking a little three-day weekend. He's going on a camping trip. That left Derek Papa stuck here at work for an hour and 10 minutes longer than he normally has to.
Oh, no.
You know what this really is, if you think about it? It's your own personal happy hour. Since the other one is essentially undigestible, maybe this one goes down a little bit easier. By the way, be honest. Derek, when your dad comes home at night, how long does it take for him to start muttering about that program? He's like, what the hell is going on? Who do you think walks away more dissatisfied on a daily basis, Greg Papa or Ray Ratto? I think the both of them together know that, like, oh, this is what are we doing? This is just, what the hell is this? By the way, when Draymond did, before we get off of Derek here, there's one thing that I have to let all of you know, because obviously the Truth Machine is a signature part of the program that he produces.
Yes, The Afternoon Delight.
So right before I had the stroke, I was supposed to come in and fill in since Greg and Bonte were anchoring the NFL draft day coverage. They were going to be in my time slot the day of the draft, and were. I was going to be in Greg and Bonte's time slot and do noon to three for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And I was really looking forward to it. It's another reason why I didn't necessarily, there's a lot of reasons why I didn't want to have the stroke, but that was chief among them. It really was. I was looking forward to coming in and having a fun afternoon and just kind of taking it easy and working with Derek. And Derek had a Truth Machine ready to go. And he even got a Truth Machine ready for me that has been laying dormant for the better part of 2 months now. So we will play it today at like 3:45. We will see what he's got cooked up. I don't know if he has amended the Truth Machine to include stroke jokes, which I absolutely would have done. Or I don't know, maybe he's just resting on the laurels of the Truth Machine, as it were.
I hope he goes all in.
We will all find out. And basically the roast of Damon Bruce at 3:45. Courtesy of whatever speak and spell machine he uses to get that thing going. I'm looking forward to it. It's about time someone cut me down to size. It really is. And you're the right guy to do it. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to happen a little bit later on today. Jordan Bell, by the way, after Draymond cursed repeatedly at his general manager to get Jordan Bell's number, he decided that he was going to FaceTime him, and here is Jordan Bell on FaceTiming with Draymond, which, if you think about it, is a lot better than other social media attempts of Draymond's past.
So he FaceTimed me, and I didn't have his number, and I was with my friends celebrating, and I texted him back, and I was like, who is this? And then he didn't even reply, so I called the number, and I was like, yo, who is this? He was like, yo, I FaceTime you, hang up right now, I'm going to FaceTime you back, don't call me. So I was like, all right, yeah. So I was like, yeah, you're right. So I hung up and I FaceTimed him. He didn't answer. And I was like, all right. So then I was like, I should wait like a couple seconds. And I waited like 5 seconds. I called him back FaceTime and he answered. And he was like, yo. And I was like, yo, what's up, man? Blah, blah, blah. And we just started talking about it. He was like, yo, enjoy this night. Celebrate. It only happens once. But after this night, like, we have to get back to work. Like, we're trying to get rings over here. So be ready for it.
Let me tell you about my best friend. I mean, I think those two are going to be so good for each other. Draymond needs like a puppy dog to follow him around, and this guy needs the lead dog to pull him in the right direction. All I can tell you about both Ducks, Jordan Bell and Chris Boucher, who was an undrafted signee after the draft was over, hence undrafted. You gotta envy the kids who get to start their careers in this situation. You know, the situation you're in as a young player probably dictates your career as much as your work ethic. Not as much as you were, but almost as much as your work ethic and talent level. Sports are all about being in the right situation or trying to stand out for yourself in the wrong situation. These guys have put themselves in a situation where all they need to do is play their rear ends off, listen to their teammates and coaches, don't even worry about scoring a point. Whether the rookie class scores a single point or not next year for the Golden State Warriors is irrelevant. All you got to do is play D and rebound. That's it. You do that, you are going to be phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenally placed at this point in time in your career. All the opportunity in the world to grow in the single best situation there is in the NBA. By the way, Jimmy Butler did get traded. Porzingis, Paul George, LaMarcus Aldridge were not traded. You got teams that are afraid to try to play catch up with the Warriors because I think that they know even if they go out of their way to play catch up right now, ain't nothing going to happen right now. The Warriors became a better team this draft day, and my official look at the entire NBA, including the Sixers, including the Sacramento Kings, who had their best draft in years. The Kings had a great draft. Got three players I like a lot. Kings all of a sudden could be my little gumad on the side to watch here locally. It's like I'm married to the Warriors, but I got a gumad on the side. Again, Papa, you know what that's all about. Elena, you don't know anything about that. You're no one side piece. No way. No way. You're the real deal. You're the real deal. You're the girl that gets sported in all situations.
Aww.
Same thing with you. D. Bruce Show doesn't work with side pieces. Bottom chicks only. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Where are we going with this?
No, I'm just saying
that. Because the Kings are here. Your side piece.
You're my new side piece. Yeah. And seriously, if I had to trust two women with my drugs and my guns, it would be the two of you.
Oh, we would be fine.
I would love to see Gianna.
I'm so unassuming. I guarantee you I could do it. I don't want to do it, though. I don't want to do it.
There's no doubt in my mind that there is no one better suited to hide drugs and money at the station than Gianna Franco.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that.
That's right.
But I could probably get away with it. It's terrible. Back to the Kings.
No, it's fantastic. It's crazy respect. Alex Pavlovich, by the way, is coming up in just a few minutes. The Sacramento Kings had De'Aaron Fox, who might be the best player in this draft, picked at number 5 overall. They had pick number 10, which they got from the New Orleans Pelicans when they traded Boogie. They end up trading back, and everyone goes, oh, why are they trading back? Well, they end up with Justin Jackson, who's a safe pick, if not alluring pick, out of North Carolina. Then they gamble with Harry Giles, the power forward from Duke, who a lot of people said could have been the number one pick in this draft if it weren't for a pair of knee surgeries. He's a little bit of a risk because of his injury past, but the talent is there. And then Frank Mason in the second round. Frank Mason might be the sleeper guy in this whole draft. Frank Mason, every single time you turn to Kansas game on, there's two things you notice. He's a little. He's undersized. He's just a little. But that guy is playing his crank off every single possession. Who played harder for Kansas than Frank Mason? Nobody. That guy was very, very good. Kerry Keating, he's familiar with Kansas very much, and he thinks that Mason's going to be fantastic. So this is very, very interesting for the Kings all of a sudden. You pair him with Scalabissier. Very interesting. You got a lot of McDonald's All-Americans kind of stacking up. But the theme of the entire NBA draft is not a single team really got closer to the Warriors, and they might have even put up more of a distance between themselves and the rest of the league. Why anyone would trade the Warriors a draft pick is beyond me. Why would you do business with the team that you are trying to catch? Seriously, it's like back in the day when Billy Beane was making trades. If that was Billy Beane on the other end of your phone, you should not take the call. He's going to win that trade. Right up until you know who went to Toronto, but we're not talking about that. Not going to talk about that. Warriors got the entire league shook. There's no doubt about it. I'll tell you right now, Derek Carr had the perfect press conference today. I know that he was on with Papa and Bonte. I want to go back to the press conference, though, for a couple of sound bites. And immediately, on a day that was kind of all about him and his contract, he was talking about and thinking about and said that he did a deal with his teammates in mind.
The main thing that I could just remember was all along the way, I was like, well, how do we keep my teammates? You know, that's, you know, as weird, I don't know if that sounds, but that was just what I kept telling him. I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow, cool. Can, you know, is this good for Gabe? Is this good for Khalil? Is this good for Amari? I mean, he can tell you himself. These are things that I said to him numerous amounts of times. I didn't want to hurt our team. That's the last thing I'd ever want to do.
Doesn't want to hurt his team. Talked about how he's just going to take that $25 million a year payday and go eat a fast food lunch.
Chick-fil-A.
You know, until they become sponsors, they don't need more plugs.
You know, there was no doubt in my mind when this whole thing was about to go down that I told Tim, you know, my agent, that I don't want to play anywhere else. If they'll let me sign a 20-year deal, let's do it. And he's like, well, let's wait a little bit on that. You know, I don't know if that's smart, but there was no hesitation for me.
There he's like, hey, 20-year deal. Let's not be too, you know.
Slow your roll.
Yeah, Mark Davis doesn't need to be bounced on Santa Claus's lap here. This is just a contract, and you're getting a lot of money. Should be good for you. And believe me, Derek Carr, he just said everything right. When he says, you know, he wants to be a Raider for life, obviously that doesn't mean Oakland Raider for life. When they head to Vegas, kind of all dead to me. That's the way it's going to work. I'm just telling you right now. But until then.
I'm grateful and I'm honored to be the quarterback here of the team that I love. It has just felt right from the beginning. I just wanted to be a Raider. It's more than just a team to me. It's more than just that. It's family.
Family who will have a moving truck pulling up soon enough. But I digress. When it all came down to it, and this is something that you don't hear very often out of Raiders camp, that the business side of this became easier than he expected.
The business went down. It was easy, you know, both sides. I think Dan would say the same. I think that both sides just wanted it to get done, and it was two family members just figuring out how to get along. And we did. We figured out a way to do it so that we have the opportunity to sign the other guys that I think are important to this organization. And that was really important to me, not to just take every single dime that we could. And I hope that that's known, that obviously with the position that I play, it has to be around a certain number. That's just, it is what it is. But at the same time, I told Tim, if we can structure it in a way to help the Raiders, you know, get the other guys, give them opportunity to come in, that'd be really important to me too.
You gotta like it when a guy truly in his heart feels like the single biggest contract ever given out on the offensive side or defensive side of the football is leaving a little money on the table for his teammates.
Yeah.
Okay, Derek, I appreciate it. I really do. Look, why wouldn't you sign Derek Carr to a huge deal? Why wouldn't you? 60% passer, over 11,000 yards in three seasons, 81-31 touchdown to interception ratio. And that's actually not a ratio. That's the actual total. That's not the ratio. Pardon me. Stroke. 12 games. He's led the winning drive. One of the lowest sack rates in all of football. He's got every single shot you could want in the bag. Good for him. Good for the Raiders. They finally figured out the toughest position in all of football to figure out. And hopefully he stays healthy and productive for a very long time. So, welcome, Oregon Ducks. Congratulations, Derek Carr. We got A's baseball a little bit later on this afternoon and a truth machine at 3:45. Looking forward to all of that. Coming up next, though, Alex Pavlovich talking about the Giants. It's almost out of obligation. No, I'm not kidding. I love talking to Alex, but let me tell you, this team stinks on ice, and we'll figure out, try to, why next. I just tweeted out that Alex Pavlovich is going to be joining us talking about the Giants this segment, and I also included the oy vey. 1-7 road trip, 1-9 in their last 10. They've lost 18 of their last 23. They're 21.5 back, third worst run differential in all of baseball. And based on expectations, they're the worst team in baseball. Like someone said, what about the Phillies? I had no expectations for the Phillies. I had big expectations. Well, not even big expectations, but I had decent expectations for the Giants. I really did. And they're not meeting it on any single level. And I'm sure Alex will tell us why. Alex, first of all, haven't talked to you in a real long time, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you back. But I wish we didn't have to talk Giants now after that intro.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I mean, just trying to frame this the right way. I mean,
I know.
Look at it this way. I go on the DL for about a month and a half, and look at what the hell happens. This might be my fault as far as I'm concerned.
But did they win like four games, I think, during that span? You hit the nail on the head. I mean, the one thing people have to remember, you know, you can talk about the Phillies, the Padres. But this is a $200 million team. Those are rebuilding teams. So this is, we haven't seen this a whole lot in Major League Baseball. And I know some people are like, oh, the writers, your stories are all so negative. Well, this is one of the most expensive teams we've ever seen have a season this bad. So it is something we haven't seen a whole lot of.
It is kind of unprecedented for what they invested and what they're getting out of that investment. I don't want to say that you could see it coming, but when you got a lot of money sunk into question mark pitching and you have absolutely no major league outfield really to talk about whatsoever, and you try to get away with it again and again and again. Look, I like Bobby Evans an awful lot, but since he has taken over, and I'm sure that Sabian's fingerprints are still over an awful lot of the decisions, but it seemed like a strength of the Giants, their managerial staff and their GM, I don't want to say has become a weakness, but is leaving an awful lot to be desired.
Well, the one thing, you know, I see a lot of fire Bobby on Twitter, and people have to remember, I mean, Brian is still very involved with the organization. Larry Bear is too, so this is a... it's a group effort. It always has been, especially when it comes to the bigger deals, some of the ones that haven't paid off, and that's some of what they're paying for. So I think they all have to collectively kind of look in the mirror and look at the strategy that they've had here, which was a very clear one, which is you get your guys in here, you have them fall in love with San Francisco, and then you re-sign them and pay them a ton of money, and you're going to win on pitching and defense. And that's no longer the way. I mean, you just look around the game. You have 22, 23-year-olds everywhere. You have a 21-year-old, I think, in Cody Bellinger down in Los Angeles. You have these young kids just bashing homers and left and right. I think they've kind of been passed by the game, and they've kind of been left behind. And I think that's why they really have a tough task here, because it's more overarching than just, you know, fixing left field or adding a couple guys to the bullpen or this or that. They're playing a different brand of baseball than most of the rest of the league, and it's not working.
Kyle Crick, here's a bright spot, makes his major league debut, and it gives up only one hit in 2 1/3. Probably should have come in for Brian Morris before we saw Brian Morris last night. Might have had a different game in Atlanta if that had happened. But look, I read your recap, man. The guy's throwing gas. What'd you say? He's hitting like 97, topping out there?
Yeah.
Would love to see him provide a silver lining to an otherwise cloudy pitching staff.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think the tough thing last night was he hadn't made his debut yet, and Bruce Bochy doesn't want to throw him in there with a couple guys on.
Did it.
That's a real tough spot, and he ultimately had to, and he did a great job. And it's a good story. I mean, it's a kid who we all thought at some point looked like a bust, and they moved him to the bullpen. The stuff, I saw him in San Jose, the stuff is as good as anybody that's come through here, and a long time. I mean, this kid throws 97. He can get it up a little bit higher than that, I think. A good breaking ball. So this is what it's become. I mean, the flip side of this first half here is that there is some excitement to building. And I think we're seeing a little bit with Austin Slater right now. We saw Kyle Crick. We will see Christian Arroyo again and see if he's made adjustments. You know, Ryder Jones maybe will be up here, and some other guys. Tyler Beatty maybe later this year. So there's that, I think, to look forward to in the second half. I mean, getting some young guys in here is going to be something that energizes them a little bit, and they have to figure out who can play next year.
Alex, what's Arroyo doing back in the minors? Is he looking good?
He's hurt. So it's you know, everything has gone wrong for them at the big league level, and they send this guy down to the minor league level to work on his patience, and he got drilled by a pitch, I think, about 10 days ago. Hasn't played since. So he's on the DL down there. I don't think it's that serious, but obviously something that's bothering him.
The league has not made its adjustment back towards Austin Slater, but in the meantime, looking good, right?
Yeah. No, I think a fair amount of this is sustainable. It's a good, simple swing. You know, he's shown a little bit more power than we expected. I think he's been, you know, fine in left field, and frankly, I'd like to see a little bit of him in center, because it's been an issue for him the last couple years defensively, and really a lot of what we talked about early on, the backup spot there. I mean, Gorkys Hernandez has been much better over the last couple of weeks, but he was kind of the guy by default, even when he was hitting 170, 180, because they don't have another option there. So that's another one of these things. I mean, it's a small silver lining, but I think Slater has been pretty good.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So does Cueto opting out make trading him harder or easier for the Giants?
It makes it a lot more complicated. I've asked people around the game, and it really is a tough one. You're going to have to find the perfect marriage if you decide to trade him, because there are going to be teams out there that look at that, and you can't assume that Cueto's going to opt out if you're trading him, because if anything happens, if his elbow starts barking, if he has a 8 ERA over the last 3 months, I mean, he's going to opt into that $84 million. So it's a very complicated deal to make. I don't think it's easy as, hey, we have an ace type, a young guy who could be a free agent at the end of the year. Let's trade him for a couple top prospects. I don't think that's going to happen. And ultimately, I think it's a coin flip right now as to whether they do trade him, because I think they might get to a point where they look at what they might be able to get back and think we're better off keeping him and trying to convince him to stay. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the way they go.
It's almost the 4th of July, and the Giants' RBI leader has 33 RBIs. Alex, do you think a single Giant this year reaches 80 RBIs?
Mathematically, probably not. I think they have to play better. I mean, I look at some of these guys down the stretch. I do think we haven't really seen a Brandon Belt hot streak yet. We haven't seen a Brandon Crawford hot streak yet. I think Posey, it's a little bit fluky. I mean, some of it, he has had some rough games with runners in scoring position when they scored a lot, but I think he will drive in some more runs. But yeah, if you're at 33 here and we're almost at July and a bunch of guys are much lower than that, it's going to be hard mathematically.
What's it like to see the freeze in person?
I wasn't in Atlanta, so I missed it.
Oh.
I did. It's almost, I'll tell you what, it's almost just as good to be in studio because we have all the cameras. We have the truck feed coming in there. So I would be watching during the break. And I will say, I need to see the freeze race like some guys who know how to run. I don't know if you've seen some of the videos of the guys lately, but
right.
These guys, the guy last night, I mean, he doesn't know how to run. So it's like I need to see him race some actual athletes. It seems like they're cherry-picking drunk Georgia kids out of the stands, and he chases them down.
I mean, if the freeze were really that fast, wouldn't the Braves sign him to be a pinch runner?
Yeah, he is he's on their staff. So, I mean, there's got to be something there. It's a cool story. I think it's fun, and I just hope they don't overdo it, because we've seen that in the past. I think you need to bring the freeze out in certain situations, not every night.
If the Giants get swept by the Mets at home, it will be the low point of the season, because what we have is a battle of a team that is, the Mets are completely dysfunctional, and the Giants are dysfunctioning. So who do you like this weekend, the dysfunctional or the dysfunctioning?
I like the Giants. I think they have, it was an awful road trip, but I think there were signs of life from some guys, and they did hit a little bit better. And the problem at home has really been not scoring at all. So I think they'll pitch much better now that they're home, and I think some of those guys can hit. The Mets, just for as bad as the Giants were over the last week, I mean, the Mets in Los Angeles was even worse. So they might be, it seems weird to say it, but the Giants might be in the better position this weekend.
There you go. Giants well-positioned for the next 3 days at least. Great to talk to you, Alex. Thanks so much for joining us. Good to hear your voice again.
All right, Damon, you too.
Thank you very much. Alex Pavlovich here on the Damon Bruce Show. Coming up next, the truth machine comes after someone it's yet to attack. Yours truly. Next. When someone builds a bomb, they want it to explode. Derek Papa built a little truth machine bomb for me months ago when I was supposed to fill in from noon to 3 for Greg and Bonte on the day of the NFL draft. Unfortunately, that's the day I went to the hospital. So, I don't know if this has been goosed up and been brought up to new standards. As a matter of fact, someone here is saying, Damon, tell the truth machine to take it easy on your Lululemons. You are the new spokesman for stroke awareness, after all. Oh, thank you very much. It's not really stroke awareness as much as I am the new spokesman for stroke blaming. Screwed up a segment? Stroke. Got a name wrong? Stroke. Only worked 3 or 4 hours? Stroke. By the way, we're going to try and do a 4-hour show on Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, not you. You've been doing this the whole time. But I have yet to do 4 straight hours since, you know what happened. And we're going to do that on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday next week, there is more A's baseball that's cutting into our time. So we have short shows on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then I believe Thursday is a full 4-hour show again. And then on Friday, I think we've been like a 3-hour jammer. So we'll figure that all out. But I have been waiting to be put through the truth machine. There is no amount of like, oh, no, don't you dare do that to me. I love a good roast. The truth machine spares no one, including patience. And I even heard you might have made this just for a little scotch. There could be a little something about you in it.
Uh-oh. So, I'm sensitive.
Derek has been waiting to drop this bomb on my head for over a month. And without any further ado, with full acknowledgement to this is Noon to Three's bit, this is Greg's bit, this is Bonte's bit, but we got one just for me. Without any further ado, the Damon Bruce Show gets put through the truth machine. Have at it.
You really think I suffered a stroke? No. I just didn't want to do Noon to Three the day of the draft, and I got caught up in a really big lie. I'd rather fake a stroke than make things convenient for Greg Papa. Although Greg and I have a few things in common. We both think we're God's gift to radio, we both are in love with our hair, but we both are not as cool as Marcus Thompson, because he actually gets Draymond on a show. Besides, Noon to Three takes me back to bad memories when it was just me and my sandbox. Not that I don't long for those days.
Want to thank Don Collins, Danny Freisinger, back at K&B, back at 95.7 The Game.
Isn't it ironic that I have a bunch of women telling me what to do now, which includes Gianna, Button Vixen, my wife, and my producer turned boss Danny Freisinger.
Princess, Prince, and Revolution. That's everything I look up. So you look it up. You find it.
We'll look at it this way. It. You are the whitest person in the world right now. The single most caught. You are the epicenter of Caucasianality right now.
Thank you.
I don't understand why everyone gets angry with me. All of these sports owners get so butthurt. Can't they take a little criticism? Wait, hold on. Someone just made fun of me on the text line. You loser. Do you know who the I am? I am 95.7 The Game. Sorry, 95.7 Dubs Radio. Whatever the you call it now. But I have found the ultimate way to get away with being an asshole and people liking you. Just have a stroke.
Stroke! 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 Stop mocking me!
Gianna, any thoughts?
God, I can't stand this Seth Rogen looking mother. Things were so much better when he was gone and Tony filled in. I actually got to talk for once. Now I'm back in my Bonte role. Guess I'll just wait until he stops talking. I'll just fantasize about Idris Elba for now. Oh, Idris. He's so hot.
95.7 The Game. Sports update.
Psst. Gianna. You're on the air. Gianna, you're on the air.
What? Oh, whoops. I was thinking about that fine ass of Idris Elba.
That is absolute artistry. Phenomenal. Derek, way to go. Way to go. It's not even easy for me to clap. I got to be honest with you. I just kind of put the left hand up and use the right hand to slap it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm crying.
But that was great. That was masterful. I didn't even know that the truth machine had a womanly setting to it. That was phenomenal. I'm going to tell you right now, all that Idris Elba? Is it Idris or Idris? I thought it was Idris.
Idris Elba.
I fantasize about that guy a little bit too. Seriously, that is a handsome, handsome cat.
I'm just going to go sit over here in my Bonte role.
That is hysterical. By the way, Bonte is in here laughing at all of this. That was phenomenal. That was phenomenal.
Oh,
I am humbled.
Can we do that again?
I am honored. You know what? Maybe we'll do that at the top of the hour too. For anyone just meeting, because someone's like, dude, that truth machine was so meta.
That was pretty good, Derek.
Very, very good. Derek has mastered the art of context. Please get him on Game of Zones production team. Well done. Well done. An extra 50 cents this week for you, Derek. Seriously. That was phenomenal. Why doesn't Derek talk on this hour? You're so mean, Damon. No, well, Derek, you have anything to say? Do you want to contribute in any way? You're more than welcome.
Well, Damon, I don't know.
Shut up, Derek. I don't want to hear another word.
You just turn that mic off, young man.
No, seriously, go ahead.
No, seriously, don't.
No, you full permission. The mic is yours.
Oh, there we go.
There he is.
So I don't actually write the Caboose Pistol. I mean, Truth Machine. I just, you know, put it through the Truth Machine, and whatever happens comes out. So
that was just the cosmos.
That's just the cosmos.
The cosmos speaking through the Truth Machine. It's kind of like our own station's burning bush.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Lots of talks about Bush.
No, thank you very much.
Gianna, thank you. My God.
I'm just sitting over here in my Bonte role.
There you go. It's Gianna playing the role of misogynist this afternoon. What a turn of events. That was fantastic. I tell you what, so we are at the end of our hour. We're going to take you up to A's baseball coming up in just a little bit. We are going to recap some of the greatest hits from Derek Carr, Bob Myers, Jordan Bell getting FaceTime from Draymond Green, who is now going to be his Obi-Wan Kenobi. If you think about it, that is exactly what you want. You want young Bell as young Skywalker taking the lead from Obi-Wan Kenobi, played by Draymond Green, this upcoming season. But that was absolutely phenomenal, to the point where I think we need to play it again. We are getting requests on the text line, which, you know, thanks to that, I despise and can't ignore all at the same time. We are going to play that again for you. How can we not? That was fantastic. Someone said, Greg is going to be so jealous because that was the best Truth Machine ever. That was fantastic. It really was. Bravo. Bravo to the Truth Machine, Derek Papa.
Stop it.
We can't. We have to do it again. We have people coming in from all over the station saying, yeah, play that again. That was great. Even Danny made an appearance, so of course he wants to hear it again. I know how this goes. Man, I called you out for being so white about Prince. You know what, though? You earned it. You really did. In that moment, you did. That was phenomenal. Hey, Sam, let's play it again. Let's do that. We're going to do that on the other side of the break. Don't you go anywhere. We still got a lot coming up. And by a lot coming up, I mean about 11 more minutes coming up here on the Damon Bruce Show. From the PenskeAutoSales.com text line, that was one of the best Truth Machines ever, behind the Jim Harbaugh ones, which all Truth Machines have to answer to, according to the text line. Those Harbaugh ones were phenomenal. They really were. But Derek has put together a masterpiece.
That was funny.
And we will have it for you again by popular demand. Twitter's asking for it, the text line's asking for it, and callers are asking for it. So you can't be wrong. All three can't be wrong, right? We're going to have that for you in just a second before we head you out to A's baseball. Chris Townsend's got the dugout show coming up in just a little bit. Has anyone ever put Townie through the Truth Machine?
Oh, surely, right?
I mean, I would imagine that would be as entertaining as the day is long as well.
He's appeared a couple times.
Okay, good. Okay. Good. Don't you ever open your mic again without permission. How dare you?
I think we should put Derek Papa through the Truth Machine one day. I think that was a fantastic idea.
That would require someone other than Derek doing work, so there's almost zero chance. Oh, Elena has just volunteered.
Elena is putting her hand up.
Have at
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Here's the thing. What everyone who listen to the show really doesn't know is that Elena is without a doubt the funniest and honestly most brutal person we have working here.
She
on
really
Mabel.
Is.
Like, if she doesn't like what you said that day, she's got a man bun of shame with your name on it.
It's true. Actually, she's got a whole drawer of stuff back there.
She really does. She sent me the best recovery card because I've said many times if I had to make love to a major leaguer, it would have been Mark Grace. She sent me a card to get better where it had like a really sexy va-va-vom nurse body with Mark Grace's head on it.
So fantastic.
I had that up in the every single person who walked into my hospital room was like, oh, that's what? Yeah, that was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. All right, real quick, headlines, and then we have a little bit more Truth Machine for you. Headlines, Derek Carr is a hell of a guy. He really, really is. He did everything at his press conference the right way today. Everything he said, everything he spoke about. Let me mute my phone because I'm so new at this.
Was that you or me?
That was me.
Okay.
Sorry. This is what Derek Carr had to say about the riches he has now fallen into. It's not just for him. He's going to spread it around.
Probably Chick-fil-A. I've been eating clean.
Well, first of all, he's been eating very well.
Yes,
he's getting himself
healthy.
In shape. But when you get 25 mil per year, I think you can chalk that up to a cheat day. So he going to Chick-fil-A.
Probably Chick-fil-A. I've been eating clean. We got Lad here. He's been having me eat clean. I'll probably get some Chick-fil-A. But no. First thing I'll do is I'll pay my tithe like I have since I was in college, getting $700 on a scholarship check. That won't change. I'll do that. I'll probably give my wife something nice, even though she begs me not to. She still gets coupons. Ever since I've known her, she finds coupons. She gets online trying to find discounts and all those things. And none of that's going to change. The exciting thing for me, money-wise, honestly, is that this money's going to help a lot of people. I'm very thankful to have it, that it's in our hands, because it's going to help people not only in this country but in a lot of countries around the world. And that's what's exciting to me.
I mean, what more do you want from the guy? What a great press conference he had today, and a great interview with Papa and Bonte.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean it. This guy, he says the right things. He does the right things. His heart's in the right place. Someone here says, hey, D. Bruce, remember, Raiders might be dead to you. Don't go hopping on any bandwagon. Oh, believe me, I won't.
But we can all be a fan of Derek Carr regardless.
I'm going to be a fan of Derek Carr, and we will cover the season as it's unfolding.
Absolutely.
If there's a team to be very excited about, we will convey that in the moment. But attaching no personal emotion or long-term feelings anymore. That's the way I'm going to go about it. You can go about it whichever way you like. There is no right or wrong answer to how you're supposed to go through this eventual breakup. You know, it's really weird. It's like a bad 90s Julia Roberts movie where she falls in love with a dying guy.
Oh, I did see that.
Like, how do you not fall in love with the dying guy, but at the same time, do you really want to fall in love with the dying guy? You know, like,
not much future in that.
Yeah, it's a little rough. But if you're already deeply in love, of course, you will be there holding your loved one's hand. Jeez, all of a sudden, this got really emotional about the Raiders, didn't it? So Derek Carr has his cash. He has the right head on his shoulders. He's got a good team around him. Let's see what happens. He is set up to be very good for a very long time. I was looking at odds in Vegas. He is sitting third right now as a front runner, betting-wise, for the NFL's MVP. He's behind Brady and I don't even remember who the other guy was. Aaron Rodgers. He's behind Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Derek Carr is sitting there as the third in Las Vegas favorite to win the MVP. We've got a young man who is now a Golden State Warrior, who has been positioned so well. Jordan Bell out of Oregon, but he's not the only guy out of Oregon. Another named Chris Boucher has been signed to a two-way deal and will oscillate between the G League and the new the NBA as well. He is in that new two-way player contract deal. And both of these guys have arrived in the single greatest situation you can arrive in your professional career to. I mean, it's just a phenomenal embarrassment of riches for the Warriors. The Bulls, who embarrassed themselves yesterday with the way they went about trading Jimmy Butler and what they got in return for him. The fact that they got that back and didn't get more, I guess that you had the Celtics really cooling off. You had the Cavs cooling off. No one wanted to do business. I really think the Warriors got this league so shook that everyone is really looking at the circumstances and saying, what good is it to try and get better in the next 3 or 4 years? Because the sun is shining in Golden State, and it's not going down anytime soon. These young men from Oregon have been placed in the best situations of their entire lives. They really have been. Jordan Bell talked about FaceTiming his new Obi-Wan Kenobi Draymond Green.
So he FaceTimed me, and I didn't, like, obviously I didn't have his number, and I was with my friends celebrating, and I texted him back, and I was like, who is this? And then he didn't even reply, so I called the number, and I was like, yo, who is this? He was like, yo, I FaceTimed you. Hang up right now and FaceTime me back. Don't call me. So I was like, all right, yeah. So I was like, yeah, you're right. So I hung up, and I FaceTimed him, and he didn't answer. And I was like, all right. So then I should wait like a couple seconds. And I waited like 5 seconds, and I called him back FaceTime, and he answered, and he was like, yo. And I was like, yo, what's up, man, blah, blah, blah. And we just started talking about it. He was like, yo, enjoy this night. Celebrate, it only happens once. But after this night, like, we have to get back to work. Like, we're trying to get rings over here, so be ready for it.
Good news, happy news, great audio, but maybe not as great as this. Back by popular demand, Derek Carr. Or Derek Carr. Derek Papa. Sorry, Derek.
The other Derek.
The other Derek. Isn't Derek Carr the other Derek? Think about it. It's really Greg. It's Greg and Derek's world. We're all just living in it. Especially me when I get put through the truth machine.
You really think I suffered a stroke? No. I just didn't want to do noon to three the day of the draft, and I got caught up in a really big lie. I'd rather fake a stroke than make things convenient for Greg Papa. Although Greg and I have a few things in common. We both think we're God's gift to radio, we both are in love with our hair, but we both are not as cool as Marcus Thompson, because he actually gets Draymond on a show. Besides, noon to three takes me back to bad memories when it was just me and my sandbox. Not that I don't long for those days.
Want to thank Don Collins, Danny Freisinger, back at K&B, back at 95.7 The Game.
Isn't it ironic that I have a bunch of women telling me what to do now, which includes Gianna, Button Vixen, my wife, and my producer turned boss Danny Freisinger.
Prince says Prince and Revolution. That's everything I look up. So you look it up. You find it.
We'll look at it this way. You are the whitest person in the world right now. The single most caught. You are the epicenter of Caucasianality. Right now.
Thank you.
I don't understand why everyone gets angry with me. All of these sports owners get so butthurt. Can't they take a little criticism? Wait, hold on. Someone just made fun of me on the text line. You loser. Do you know who the I am? I am 95.7 The Game. Sorry, 95.7 Dubs Radio. Whatever the you call it now. But I have found the ultimate way to get away with being an pole and people liking you. Just have a stroke.
Stroke! 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 Stop mocking me!
Gianna, any thoughts?
God, I can't stand this Seth Rogen looking mother f***er. Things were so much better when he was gone and Tony filled in. I actually got to talk for once. Now I'm back in my Bonte role. Guess I'll just wait until he stops talking. I'll just fantasize about Idris Elba for now. Oh, Idris. He's so hot.
95.7 The Game. Sports update.
Psst. Gianna. You're on the air. Gianna, you're on the air.
What? Oh, oops. I was thinking about that fine ass of Idris Elba.
There is common genius, and then there is pure genius. That was absolutely phenomenal. Another round of applause to you, Derek. Whenever the control room gets packed with people to listen for a segment, you know it's a good segment. This is all the segment we have, though. Chris Townsend is coming up next with the A's Dugout Show. We want to thank Alex Pavlovich. As always, Gianna Bouton-Vixon, thank you. And Derek, thank you very much for hanging out an extra hour today. Really do appreciate it. We wish you the very best of weekends. We'll be back for a big four-hour show on Monday, and we'll remind you one last time that sports don't build character, they reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
Lots of talks about, but Gianna. Oh
my God.
I'm just sitting over here in my Bonte role.
It's Gianna playing the role of misogynist this afternoon. What a turn of events.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! parts.